American rock and roll is still manufactured, packaged, and presented to you by a lot of old-brained people who think they know what music's about. But if you are the discerning group that I know you to be, then you'll make more demands, as kids once did, and created some progressive radio and a positive atmosphere for a lot of great bands. I'm Deirdre O'Donohue on KCRW with Snap.
It's Thanksgiving week in 1985, and Deirdre is delivering one of her passionate sermons on the importance of non-commercial radio. Meanwhile, out in Radioland, two young women are coming of age in the San Fernando Valley. In a few years, when they're teenagers, they'll both latch on to Deirdre for totally different reasons. Felicia becomes obsessed with the new music Deirdre is playing on Snap. And Tanya enjoys Deirdre's deep dives into the past on her Sunday morning show, Breakfast with the Beatles.
It was just so beautiful because she spoke to both of us and both of our styles of music that we loved at the time.
On this week's episode of Bent by Nature, we pay tribute to the listeners, whom Deirdre called the heart and soul of Snap. It's a story about two young women finding their way and the courage that music gives us to imagine our futures. I'm Tricia Halloran, and from KCRW, this is Bent by Nature, Deirdre O'Donohue and the Lost Snap Archives, Episode 7, Ages of You.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you do it.
Okay.
Say you hurt the ones you love, but I don't think it's true. The ones you love, they're just the most prepared to be hurt by the things you do. So why so bitter, sweet thing? Why so up in arms? It's only a lover's sympathies, his misdirected charms that keep you angered and upset, that keep you in alarm. But I see it still your practice to hold him in your arms. Love, come round and let me see the love of our design. Dangerous territory, love, come round.
Hi, I'm Tanya Ladin. I'm a writer and editor, a native Angeleno, and was always a fan of Deirdre O'Donohue.
Hi, I'm Felicia Daniel. I grew up here in LA, became a big music fan at a young age, and in my teenage years, I was probably Deirdre O'Donohue's number one fangirl.
And I was jealous. Felicia and I met in 1984 in the seventh grade at Hale Junior High, and we quickly became best friends. Our parents had the same jobs. We had very similar outlook.
In the early days of our friendship, we were very into listening to the oldies station. It was 50s music, and we would call up and do dedications on the radio to each other, because when you're 11, you can't really go see your friend when you want to, but what you can do is call up the oldies station, record a dedication on their automated phone line, and then they would play the recording and then the song. But that was kind of like our way of communicating musically back and forth with each other.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
It was eighth grade where we started loving the Beatles, and we started listening to the Beatles kind of consecutively, like all the way through to Let It Be. So I kind of continued to listen to older music, and Felicia started to listen to more contemporary music bands that were actually playing.
I started going in the direction of looking for newer music. And maybe at that point I discovered K-rock and kind of followed a path from that into more indie stuff.
Most guys go away with a
like a lot of people, I became a big fan of REM at the time and followed them down a path of every band they ever recommended, which I think a lot of people discovered so much good music through their interviews and recommendations. So from there, I think I started doing some like mail order records. Like I kind of plunged into this world of stuff. Like I discovered zines around that time and was mailing away for things. And so those were the only ways that you could really find out about stuff that was non-commercial at the time. But somehow on that quest, I found out that KCRW existed and started listening to Snap and found so much music that was the exact kind of music I didn't know I was looking for.
About 12 minutes from now, Downy Mildew are going to be performing live here. Call your friends and let them know.
Two ways to go about it, and you're not so sure about it.
I remember distinctly Felicia discovering Deirdre O'Donoghue, and she was so enthusiastic about her, and she was like such a fangirl, and I started to get jealous because she was like, I was like, I don't, you know, she just loved her, and I loved her too, but like for Felicia, music and radio started to, I almost want to say that Deirdre O'Donoghue inspired Felicia to study communications and radio in college. I mean, would that be right to say?
It's probably where it all began. And I'm still such a radio nerd. I don't know how not to be. And it probably started back then.
Yeah, I mean, she was really a fan. And, you know, it was just so beautiful because she spoke to both of us and both of our styles of music that we loved at the time. And of course, like, we had music that we both loved, Felicia and I, and that's what we did. We brought music to each other, you know, with mixtapes. Like, it was always like, listen to this song that I heard. And, you know, most of the time it came from one of Deirdre's shows.
And just before that, a perfect pop song, the new one from Patty McLoon and Prefab Sprout. It's called Cars and Girls. He has outdone himself. They're just farther out and better than ever.
One thing hurts more, much more than cars and girls. Just look at it now. What I thought the way it did when we were young.
Prefab Sprout, the Blue Aeroplanes, oh, the Jazz Butcher. For sure. I remember a lot of these strange, like, one-hit wonders, like, that were not even a hit of any kind, but they were just, like, the Deirdre hit. There was a band called the Heartthrobs that I don't think was heard of anywhere else that were amazing that she used to play the heck out of.
Before that, Heartthrobs' brand new single called Dreamtime, that's just a winner in my book. Cleopatra Grip is the album they'll put out this summer.
My junior and senior years of high school, when you have so much more work to do, right? And you're sitting there doing your homework every night. Snap was my homework soundtrack. I remember calling the station during that time. I want to say a time or two, at least one time, Deirdre did answer the phone. And that was very, very exciting for me. And I definitely also mailed her at least one fan letter, as one did at that time. And I don't know what happened to it, but.
And you're always welcome to write us letters. As a matter of fact, I kind of like letters. They're fun. It's a form of applause that is definitely appreciated.
Mary Chain was just like honey.
I just kind of wanted to say, like, just to put this in there, but our music taste kind of, I think, really developed after we started driving. and we couldn't go past the valley, so we had to stay within the bounds of the San Fernando Valley. And we pretty much just sat in the car and drove and listened to music. And radio became a, you know, big part of driving.
But then later, we were trying to extend the area that we were allowed to drive. Like, how many miles from your house are you allowed to go with our overprotective European dads? And the biggest one for me and for us was McCabe's Guitar Shop, because it booked so many of the acts that Deirdre was playing, and it was all ages, because you could go there and have tea and a cookie and see Sid Straw, which we did more than once.
It's like you're kind of our secret, almost, that
best
we can go and see you.
In
we can go see you in a little intimate place like McCabe's, where we, you know, where there's a nice rapport with the audience and with the artist on the stage.
I stood on the edge of the whole weary world. I'd had too much to drink. I was looking for more. I'd forgotten my name, but I could still think of yours.
So it was kind of the perfect place for us to go. It wasn't a rock club. It wasn't 18 and up. It wasn't 21 and up. It was far. It was far from the depths of the valley, but that was a place that we saw a lot of shows. The year we turned like 16, we saw Robin Hitchcock. We've got Kevin Kinney, Peter Buck. We've got Sid Straw and Mark Rebo. Robin Hitchcock again. He just kept coming back. I've probably seen Robin Hitchcock more than any person. I don't know why. Probably like 20 times. I don't know.
You're going to be playing at McCabe's tomorrow night.
We're playing at McCabe's at 11 o'clock.
Tomorrow
in
night?
In the evening, yeah.
Tickets only at the door, I'm told.
Apparently, yeah. We are. It's not advertised. We are playing there. But it should be good.
Those were the main ones, because they all just played so many times. So it was like Robin Hitchcock and Sid Straw were like number one and number two. Definitely that Kevin Kinney show, I remember just being able to see, you know, Peter Buck, our guitar hero, in a tiny place like that. It was pretty exciting.
Yeah, he was wearing soccer cleats, and he was like getting a sandwich from Wiener Schnitzel.
From Wiener Schnitzel, yes. We were sitting outside because, you know, at McCabe's, you have to get there early to sit. You basically have to, as early as you want to get there, you sit there, and then you can be the first person in. So we would get there like an hour or 2 hours early and just sit on the sidewalk on Pico. And I remember Tanya and I just sitting there, and then we see this person coming and kind of stepping over our legs on the sidewalk, and it's Pete Buck going to get Wiener Schnitzel.
In, you know, junior high and high school, it definitely felt like a secret society of two, of two very horny, foul-mouthed girls who were like just discovering the world and boys and music. And they all kind of went together. And, you know, like as you grow older, then you start to meet the people because you have more opportunities to meet people. You're not like stuck in this kind of artificial system that school is. You start to kind of go to the school you want to go to, right? You study what you want to study. And so then you're going to start meeting people who are have more in common with you.
Yeah, and I think another thing that I'll mention is that after ninth grade, Tanya and I went to different schools. So it became even more of like kind of sending a telegram, right? Like, and we still would send notes and letters to each other, but we always, always did mixtapes. And we both, I would say, especially as we got into high school, made some other friends that were a little more our speed, right, than maybe who we had met in middle school. But we always still came back to each other. We're constantly talking to each other, constantly sending each other things, dropping by each other's house. And I don't think we ever quite found that one other person that was really on our wavelength that we had found with each other.
We did end up living together after we graduated college for a year. And, you know, we've stayed very, very close ever since. Felicia's mom used to say it was a mitzvah that we met.
I'm Deirdre O'Donohue, host of this thing called Snap every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday night between 10 p.m. and midnight.
saves my life, and I hope it does you some good, too. I kind of get the impression that it does.
This episode is dedicated to the memory of Aaron and Anita Daniel. Felicia Daniel went on to become the music director of UCLA's student radio station and a volunteer in KCRW's music department. She currently works for a live entertainment company. Tanya Lauden is a writer, editor, and producer with bylines including Atlas Obscura, The LA Times, and Vice. They both still live and drive in Los Angeles. Bent by Nature is co-produced by Bob Carlson and Mike Dodge Weisskopf, with production assistance from Anna Buss and Marion Hodges. Our digital producer is Andrea Dominic. KCRW's program director for music is Ann Litt. Our program director for culture is Aniel Zabiri Fields. If you'd like to hang out in Deirdre's world a little longer, head over to the Bent by Nature website at kcrw.com/bentbynature. You can explore Deirdre's archive of vintage performances and interviews. You can also play Deirdre's original tape of Snap from November 25th, 1985. Get back in touch with your musical soulmate and listen to it together. We're adding new stuff all the time, so be sure to check back. Special thanks to Frida Young, Natalie Kyriakoudis, Surreal Lewis, Cheryl Pavelski, Meredith Schomburg, and Jeff Sykes. I'm Tricia Halloran, and from KCRW, this has been Bent by Nature, Deirdre O'Donohue and the Lost Snap Archives.
Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.